Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you and praise you for this beautiful, magnificent book we call the Word of God, the Holy Word of God, that has all the answers to life, that tells us how to live, tells us what causes blessings to come, tells us what causes curses to come, tells us what brings sickness and disease and death, but also tells us what brings life and brings life abundantly. As we read, Lord, help us to understand that it's all in our tongue. The spoken word, as we speak with our tongue, so we have whatever we say with our mouth. Lord, I ask you to reveal these truths to the church today as they go out in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. Now, they were talking this week about the tongue and the power of the tongue. And the more I study this magnificent thing that we have in our mouth called the tongue, the more I understand that it is either your best friend or your worst enemy. And it is absolutely impossible to control this thing by yourself. You will have to let the Holy Spirit help you, because the Word of God says no man can control the tongue. It is wicked and unruly in all its ways, and is set on fire by hell itself. So I'm going to tell you, the tongue is a devastating thing. When you learn this, it makes you want to keep your mouth shut more and talk less. But anyway, yesterday we were talking in Mark 11, 20, this magnificent spiritual principle that Jesus showed us whenever he spoke to a fig tree, and he cursed the tree, and the tree died. In other words, if he spoke negative to that tree and that tree died, and you're made in his image and his likeness, and technically speaking right here, he was a man. And he was a man just like you and I are men and women. He had the same thing available to him that we have available to us. So we're going to have to be very careful what we say. Now, as we see here, Jesus clearly spoke to a tree and the tree died. Now then, you have to do these things in faith. That's the whole thing. But it's the thing about it is that I've come to learn, as you speak negative things, as you say them, you're opening a door to the demonic world to come in and torment you. Now, I would have never known, when except that I read this book and meditated on this book, and this book clearly shows me where Jesus cursed or spoke negative to a tree and the tree died. And he says, not only can we do the same thing as human beings, but he tells us that we can speak to a mountain. Now, what can that mountain be? It can be anything. It can be a headache. It can be cancer. It can be any kind of sickness and disease. But you can literally speak to that mountain, and that mountain will obey you, if you do it in faith. Now, I've come to realize that when you speak to these things, sometimes it does not happen immediately, and I am so grateful that it does not. Because if everything you said happened immediately, what a devastating world we would have. But they do start the process when you say them. So years ago, I was visiting with a young man in prison, and this young man was only about 20 years old. And as we were talking, he said, "Well, my mother got what she always said about me." And I said, "What do you mean, son?" He said, "Well, my mother always said I was no good. She said that I would wind up in prison by the time I was 20 years old." And he said, "Here I am, 20 years old, and I'm in prison." So said, "My mother got what she said." Well, I thought, how did she know those things? Now, she didn't know those things. She caused those things to happen. Because Jesus says in his word, we have whatever we say. Now, I'm going to give you an example of another man. Now, that's one extreme on one side about how a woman spoke negatively about her son all of his life, and he literally wound up in prison by the time he was 20. Now, I'm going to tell you a story about another man that nearly everybody out here will know when I tell you this story. It was a young man that was born, and his daddy loved golf. And he taught this young baby, as he was big enough to stand up, he'd put a little stick in his hand and tell him, "Hit that little ball there on the floor, son. You're going to be the best golfer the world has ever seen." Now, as this young man grew up, his daddy continuously put those little clubs in his hands and told him he was going to be the best golfer the world ever heard. Now, I heard another preacher that knew this man personally tell this story. Now, I personally don't know this man, so I have to believe that what this preacher said was true. And when he said that night, when I heard him say that, after he said what he did about this young man, constantly his father was telling him to hit that ball, you're going to be the best golfer the world ever saw. And, of course, today that young man is Tiger Woods, and he is one of the best golfers the world has ever seen. Now, if he spoke a blessing over his son and it came to pass, and this other woman spoke a curse over her son and it came to pass, it confirms exactly what the Word of God says here in Mark 11:23, that he says very clearly there in the Word, but he says that those things which you say shall come to pass. You shall have whatsoever you say. In other words, your words are the most powerful things in the universe. And that's why Jesus said over there in Proverbs 18, where we was reading the Monday, Proverbs 18:21, he says, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and every person shall eat the fruit of their tongue. Now, let me tell you, since I've learned that how much power there is in a tongue, I used to wonder whenever I would read the scriptures that says that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and that he did destroy the works of the devil, and that he disarmed Satan and his host, because he told those things in 1 John 3:8, Hebrews 2:14, and Colossians 2:15. And then he turned to us in Luke 10, verse 19 and 20, and told us that all power is given to us, and that Satan must be subject unto us. When you learn he must be subject to you, you have to learn how to talk. Because when you speak to one of those spirits with no sin in your life, he has to leave you. Now then, if you speak and invite him in, he will come in and make you sick. Because Acts 10:38 confirms that all sickness and disease comes from the demonic world. Until Satan came at the fall, there was no sin and no sickness and disease. But after the fall, sin came in because Satan came in, and he became the god of this world and the prince of the power of the air of this world. So when Satan became the prince of the power and the god of this world, he brought sin in and he brought sickness and disease in. Now, how does he get that sickness and disease in a son of God that's walking in obedience to God's word? If all power is given to us over Satan, how in the world does he make any Christian sick? Well, I'm going to tell you, this is what I've learned. Now, I have learned and I've walked in divine health for the last 17 years. But up until that time, of course, I'm 64 years old, and up until 17 years ago, I had many problems, many complications in life, physical. I didn't know what caused them. I didn't know why I would get down in my back several times in my life, and I didn't know why I had double pneumonia and on and on and on, and the flu on a regular basis at least once or twice a year, but I didn't know that I had authority over those things. But later in my life, I learned when Acts 10:38 said Jesus was anointed with the Holy Ghost and power and went about healing all that was oppressed of the devil. I learned right there that all sickness and disease come from the devil. And I thought, now then, if sickness and disease comes from the enemy, then what is it that opens the door to let him into some people and some he does not get into very much? But he gets into all of us one way or the other. Some people he gets into extremely bad. He does all kinds of devastating things to them. Then I begin to understand, as I read the scripture, I begin to understand many things that opens the door to the demonic world, not only to the man, but to his entire family. One of those things is unforgiveness. If a man gets into unforgiveness, it will open the door to the demonic world to come in to not only destroy him, but his wife, his children, and his lands. Everything he owns, his bank account, everything he owns will become legal property of the forces of darkness. Now, Jesus clearly laid that out for you in Matthew chapter 18, verse 21 through 35. That is very clearly laid out in those few verses. When you read that over and over, you will get revelation. And when you find out that when you hold unforgiveness toward anybody for anything, it will literally open a door for the demonic world to come in and torment you and your family and mess up your bank account and everything else. You will stop holding grudges against people. I guarantee. When people say, well, you don't know what he done to me. Hey, I don't care what he done to you or she done to you. Is it worth being tormented by the devil and his demons? I don't think so. I don't care what they done to you, because as long as you hold a grudge against someone else, you've got to realize that that will open the door and turn you over to the tormenting spirits, and they will come in and make you sick and afflict you. Now, here's the thing. You've got to realize who the enemy is we're fighting against. It's not flesh and blood. It's not human beings. It's Satan and his host. Now, there's only one thing in the Word of God that God says we can hate, and that's evil. You can hate evil, which is Satan and his hosts, but you can't hate a human being. Now, it's the evil in that person that's causing them to do what they're doing. The human heart alone can nowise think up all the wicked things that happen to us on this earth. I'm going to tell you, there's a well-trained army of wicked spirits on this earth that's controlled by their master prince, Satan, that's tormenting this world and causing our problems. And that beast was destroyed by our king on the cross 2,000 years ago, and all power over him was given to us. We do not have to yield to anything he brings to us. If we'll learn these principles, we'll learn how to talk, if we'll learn how to walk holy before God, you will realize that you can walk in divine health. And as long as you speak only the words of God, you will not open the door to Satan and his demons so they can come in. Because if they do, they come in to kill, steal, and to destroy, according to John 10:10. So there's two places to live, either under the destruction or under the abundant life. And if you're living under the abundant life, you're doing what the Lord says do. If you're living anywhere else, you're living in the devil's world, and he's having a heyday with you. We'll continue tomorrow. I'd like to invite you to give us a call for tapes, and 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also like to invite you out to our church at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We start at 2 p.m. every Sunday afternoon. Also want to let you know that our healing school will be out there from now on. We will be out there until further notice. The healing school will be at the same place our church is, and it will be the second Saturday of every month, and it will start at 1 p.m. Praise the Lord Jesus.